Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, September 14th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little bit about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model, then I was a rock and roll singer, I'm a corporate consultant and adjunct professor, and today I'm a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's program. Dr. Robert H. Goddard said, "It is difficult to say what is impossible for the dream of yesterday, for the dream of yesterday is the hope of today and the reality of tomorrow." Let's continue with our show, shall we? Today's show is brought to you by budgetpreneur.com. If you find that you have very little money to invest in your business and still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. Let's get started. And by the way, if you are listening online and call in to ask a question, please mute your computer first. The number to call is 646-381-4198. 646-341-4198. Now, today's show was going to be a show called Just Be, A Journey to Self-Discovery. And I had as my guest for today a gentleman by the name of Victor Powell, who is also my photographer and is the author of that fabulous book. Sadly, Victor is not yet online, and hopefully if he is out and about and time just got away from him, he will call in and do the show with us today. But since I don't have a guest right now, what I'll do is I'll just talk to you about things like credibility, the value of your word, and focusing on what needs to get done. Credibility. Credibility is a word that says what you do has meaning and that you will say what you will do. It is very, very important for people to do that. When one makes a commitment, it is incumbent upon the people in that commitment to make sure they block the time on their calendar and ensure that they are ready, willing, and able to do the work that they promised that they would do. I am hoping that this person who is on the line right now is our guest, Mr. Powell.
It is me.
Well, there you are. Thank you very much.
My apologies. So now, I had a client pop in my door like right at the last minute.
That happens to all of us. So let me just continue with the show then. I'll
okay.
do what was the original plan. Thank you very much for making it.
No problem.
I said, our show today is Just Be, A Journey to Self-Discovery, which is a book written by Victor Powell, who's on the line. This book, Just Be, takes us all on a journey of self-discovery where you can find yourself and find everything you thought you needed you already have. As he says, like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, we often look outside of ourselves to find the answers, but the truth is there's no place like home because your home is within you right now just waiting for you to find it. The book helps you to define your unique path and carries you as you add more to your process and see how easy it is to come home. Now, before I go any further, I would just like to say if there's someone who is online and you have a lot of noise in the background, please mute your computer because it's coming right through and getting recorded in the program. So I would really appreciate it, as I said earlier, if you are listening online, that you mute your computer first so that we don't get the noise in the background. Continuing with the show, everybody finds that their own path is there just waiting for them, and by looking within, they can realize the answers have always been with them. Things like your self-power and the 3 hours of being and remembering and the undiscovered self. See, the thing is that the path to being is broken down easily in these steps that you can apply, and as you take your journey through life, choices, the illusions of time and joy coming home helps you discover the magic that was always there inside yourself. The only question you need to ask is, are you ready? Ask yourself that. Am I ready? And before we get into the content here, let me introduce you to Vincent. Let me tell you something about him. First of all, he's a professional photographer with 38 years of photographing notables such as the President and First Lady, Barack and Michelle Obama, Harold Washington, George and Barbara Bush, and the last five presidents of Alpha Kappa Alpha Incorporated, just to name a few. His stellar photographic career of working with many top corporations and covering major events made him a well-known name in the photographer community. Becoming a transformational author may seem to be a departure from his core area of expertise, but the truth is, it is not. In his younger years, Victor was actually a pretty shy person, and he spent much of his time watching people. Little did he know that those years of people watching gave him insights into people beyond just the surface, the superficial. This insight and understanding provided Victor with the perspective that he uses in his photography. He photographs his subjects in a way that brings their inner selves, their being, to the surface. His quote, anybody can get what you look like, but we capture what you feel like, unquote, approach, created portraits that were the best reflections of his clients. And as one of his clients, I can attest to that. I'll post a few of his pictures of me on Facebook later on after the show. Seeing the responses from his subject, what Victor did was he shared his newfound passion for being, and during his sessions, he realized that this concept and his story mattered and needed to be out in the world. So as a son of a lawyer, he mirrored his father's way of thinking, becoming very mind-driven, what we in the business call thinker types, very thoughtful kinds of people. Those are the kinds of people, by the way, who become lawyers and accountants and brain surgeons, needing to know the why of everything before proceeding on a task. And his journey from paralysis by analysis thinking to walking a path of infinite possibilities was a major departure from that mindset. It set him on the quest to find the awakened state where he discovered this joy of being he wrote about in the book Just Be. After hitting the wall of there must be more than this, he began a journey that thrust him to a reality that existed so far beyond his mind that he had to abandon everything he thought he knew and take the trip. Welcome, Victor.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad
hearing
you're
that
here.
Is always,
so,
I mean, hearing that back at me is still amazing to me to listen to. It's like, wow, I lived this.
It's always like that because when you're in it, you can't see it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
does give
you
me
can
a
see
fresh
it as an observer. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, and there's more to you than meets the eye, so that must be why you got this inspiration to write on this subject. Can you tell us what that inspiration was?
Well, the way early in when I started my journey back in the, I would say probably the late 70s and things along that line, when I started the path on what I would call when we were going through what we call that positive mental attitude quest and all those books and things were starting to come out and everything else, I jumped on that immediately and started following and reading up on all those things, and you know, and that was my beginning. And it was like it seemed like, you know, like I took to it like I said a duck to water in that end, but it only took me so far. You know, because it was a reinforcement of the tool that I was using that I was very confident with. It was very mind-driven. But it still made more sense than the program process that we all seem to be following, you know, that gets taught to us when we start school. You know, it starts taking us away, what I like to call, from our creative spirit and take us into this, this, for lack of a better term, this go-along, to get-along process of how the world is supposed to work, and this is how you're supposed to do things in order to process through this world. So little by little, I began to, you know, still get this feeling early in of, you know, there's got to be more than this. I ignored it when it first came around because it just did not follow anything that made sense to the limits of my mind at that particular point in time. Of course, I didn't realize I had a limited mind thought, you know, a mind process in the first place. It's looking back that I realized the limitations of a strictly mind-driven process. In the, you know, in like I said, in a world of infinite possibilities, you cannot measure or even conceptualize that using a tool which is finite, basically the mind. Because no matter how much we know, it is still a finite instrument. So the concept of what I call measuring something that is infinite using a finite tool, began, you know, it just didn't make sense. So I started following another feeling. And I started looking and reading and getting into other concepts and other, you know, other messengers, in which it started pointing me in the right direction. And once I started on that path, the tools that I needed began to show up. You know, between the Neil Donald Walshes, the Eckhart Tolles, the James Redfield, all those things had been in my experience, but I had not entertained the information. I did not receive the information in a way that I use it now until I let go of my mind-driven self.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And as someone who lives in that space, I can attest to that. Because when you aren't tuned in, what happens is all manners of great opportunities and people and places and things show up literally right in your path. You would just trip over them. And because you're not open and your eyes aren't open and you're not awakened, you don't even recognize what you're looking at, and you just miss those opportunities, and those people just pass you by, you know. And once you're awakened, suddenly you're realizing, like you said in your book, that it was there all along. But I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Life has so many challenges for getting what you want, right, which is one of the things that this just being will do for you. How can moving to this process of just being help people with those challenges? Because that's what people want. How can that help them with their challenges?
Well, because it first gets you to understand one thing, and that is accepting the fact that there's nothing that I, you know, there's nothing that I really need. You know, because if there's something that we truly need and we're here without it, why do we think we need it? So half of the process is learning how to rethink or to change your thinking process instead of how do I get what I want, because I believe in that we live in an abundant universe in which it gives us abundantly exactly where we are. So when you
it
say
does.
I want,
and you're right. Yes.
So exactly. So when you say I want, the universe says so you do, and you're left wanting because that's what you've asked the universe to give you, a sense of wanting.
So what would you recommend that we say instead of I want?
How do I go about getting what I intend to create?
I have a little phrase. I think I got it from Louise Hay, who I absolutely adore, and it's
mm-hmm.
a little saying that is, I can have anything I want. In fact, I'm so prosperous that I need never, ever worry about anything ever again. And so when that wanting comes, that's what I remind myself. I can have anything I want. I'm so prosperous, I can have anything I want. So, and I need never worry again. So that's, an affirmation. So it takes you from the wanting place to the, it's already here, I'm just ordering it and having the universe drop it off.
Exactly, because one of the things that we have gotten away from is the reality that we are a part of a universe which needs nothing. So, because like I said, I was if the universe needed something, where would it get it? So, and if we are a same part of that same energy which made up the universe, then what we have to do is stay in a abundant mentality and understand that everything that I think I need is hasn't gotten here yet. I lack for nothing. That means
Absolutely.
That I need to be doing whatever I need to be doing so that I have put into alignment the proper things within myself so that whatever it is that I think I want shows up. Sometimes
so
it's just a matter of us getting ourselves ready.
Exactly, because it's already there. And if you have the wanting for it, then it means it's meant for you and it's already there. So in chapter 4, I got to ask you about chapter 4, right? It says, you speak about self-imposed limits, which is what pops into my mind right at this point of our conversation. And aren't there real limits out in the world that get in the way and are out of your control?
No, not really. What happens is that when you have a limitless mentality, that means there are no limits to anything that exists in the world. It's just, something is not here right now. It just means the proper things haven't manifested themselves into our reality to make them appear. I mean, like all of our smartphones was only an idea in somebody's head a long, long time ago. But until the technology came into place to make them a reality, they just existed as an idea. So it was not that we were not limited to we were not limited in our ability to create it. We just needed to have the parts, all the necessary parts, come together to make it a reality.
And in fact, I completely agree with you because one of the things I share with people is that it's all out there waiting and ready for you to put it into action. That's why it's self-imposed limits, because if you said, I have no limits, then you would not only get the idea, but you'd be able to implement that idea. But if you say to yourself, well, I don't think I can do this, then you probably can't and won't.
The universe will agree with you. It says, yes, okay, because the universe is totally on your side. It will agree with wherever you are.
Anything you say.
All it does is agree with you. And respond
Absolutely.
In kind.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying I always like to use the example as if, the universe is like the waiter or waitress at a restaurant coming in to bring you whatever you choose. And you say you want steak and you keep asking for chicken and they keep bringing you chicken and you're complaining why they keep bringing you chicken because, when you want steak, but you've asked for chicken. and what we realize is that sometimes when what we put out in the world, if it's not consistent with what we really believe in, if our beliefs and our actions are not in alignment, we're liable to get the opposite of what we want because I want this, but I really don't believe I'm going to get it. And then you blame everything else on why it's not coming your way except yourself.
Exactly. Absolutely, absolutely true. Okay. I've accepted that sometimes people have self-imposed limits, and so what tap into their self-power as described in Chapter 5, because we were just talking about Chapter 4. Now we're talking a little bit about Chapter 5 in the book. So now they tapped in. Now what?
Okay, first your self-power means coming in and getting back into what I call your childlike belief. Children come into this world believing they can do anything.
They do.
They have no doubt of that what they can do. That's why they will try whatever. They will try ways that adults are like, that's never going to work, and the kid makes it work. But that part gets taught out of us over time. So when you get back into that, what I call that childlike belief in any that you can do anything, you then are connected with what the universe is. And once you are in alignment with what the universe is, you can manifest whatever it is you choose from that, what I call that undefined force. It processes through you and comes into the world in a material form in which you can interact with it, in which case I always like to say, you make it matter, literally and figuratively.
Yes, and you know, that's, I think the reason why children come in to the world and they're like that is because they're so new, they're still attached to source power. And
right.
Because they're still attached to source power, and not, we haven't started programming them with our own belief systems yet, right? That's
yes,
why
right.
they believe it's possible, and they make it so.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the only, like I said, the only limitations that exist are the ones that we create on an individualized basis. There are no limits in the world. There are steps that I need to go through to get to whatever it is that I need to get, and if I'm willing to do those steps and put in the work that takes me there, then I can get whatever it is I choose. That's the
yes.
reality. That's the reality that they forget about. It may be X, Y, and Z dynamic, but you know, like I said, I knew when President Obama first ran in his first piece from the air, and he did things totally like nobody else has ever done to ascend to the highest office in our nation. Totally against all the rules and all the steps and all the processes that they've done for years and years and years and years. They're still scratching their heads about that one. And to me, that was an example of the infinite possibilities that exist in all things and all times. Because if somebody said you could become president doing it this way, they would have said, oh, no way. Please, come
on. They would have said
that's
no
impossible.
Way.
Yeah, exactly.
Time is slipping away, but I want to ask a couple of – I want to
okay,
ask another
ahead.
Question that's very important so that our listeners can get it. Because one of the things you do is that you describe the being self, right, and the
mm-hmm.
mind-generated self as separate. How can this
right.
be if they're both part of the same individual? Help us with that.
Well, the mind-generated self uses basically your thinking act, okay? So thinking is a doing act, correct?
Yes.
Thinking is something that you do, okay? So in order
okay.
to do something, you have to already be something, correct?
Okay.
So what were you before you had first thought?
I don't know. You tell
exactly.
me.
Exactly. You were an infinite possibility waiting to manifest itself into the world.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And see, your being self is what I call is an undefined energy source that becomes whatever you need it, when you need it, processed through you into the world and as something you can interact with.
Ooh,
your mind
really
generated
powerful.
Okay. Your being self is like your unlimited energy supply. It would be like if you had an unlimited bank account that just was just
oh,
always there and you can do whatever you want, your entire life would change in an instant.
Absolutely.
The way you live your life would change in an instant.
It.
But you yeah,
oh,
we
yes.
do. We do. You have an unlimited source supply that never runs out, is always available, never takes a vacation, and is always
and
responding
to you. It can happen
to you
anytime you want. Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And the fact of it is you already are, but you're doing it in counterproductive ways because you haven't realized the process of your sense of being and how it affects your reality.
I know. I catch people in my classes, when I'm teaching classes, making statements about themselves all the time, and I stop what I'm doing, and I ask them, please rephrase that, because you just put that out there in the universe as a statement of fact, this incredibly horrible negative thing about yourself. Take it back and reword it and say it in a more in a way that's going to bring goodness to you, not as a statement of awfulness. Because you will get awfulness into your life. You have to watch what you say. Everything
and that's
you
the,
say is a manifestation statement.
But when you explain that to people, they were like, you know, that's just too simple. That's just too easy. It couldn't be just that easy. They're just words. How can they be making a change? I mean, they're just words, and then, you know, they're not going to do any. You know, that's or they will come out and say, I'm just speaking what is reality, and I'm like, but you are speaking into reality.
Exactly what I say to them. Be aware that you are speaking it into reality. So what do you usually say to those people who are just it's too simple for this complex world we live in?
Well, I will tell them at the same token that most of the solutions that have made major changes in our lifetime were simple solutions. Our mind wants it to be a complicated solution because the mind likes solving problems. I use an example in my book where they talk about when they came up with the space program, NASA spent all of this money coming up with the space pen that could write in zero gravity. Because, you know, they found out they went up in space and pens wouldn't write because it needs gravity in order for the pens to write. So they spent millions of dollars coming up with the space pen. It even wrote underwater. That was the ad. I remember when they were out. Okay?
I remember that.
Well, you know what the Russians did? They used a pencil.
You tell them. I know what the Russians did. Say it.
They used a pencil.
They used a pencil. The simplest solution.
Simple solution. Yeah.
Absolutely true and absolutely right. So we're almost at the end of our broadcast, but I'd like, do you have a final word? Like, where can they find you? Where can they find the book to learn more?
Well, the book is available through most of your online places, through Amazon and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it through Balboa Press, or it's also available on my own site of justbeing2.com. If you order through my site, you can get a signed version.
Oh, there you go. That's
yeah,
wonderful.
You get a sign. All the ones that I send out, all the ones that are ordered from my site, come signed. But one of the things that I beg your pardon?
I go to visitor site and get it there.
Yeah, you're breaking up. I didn't hardly understand what you said.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Oh, okay. My goal with this book is to help take the world to a higher level of consciousness, one person at a time. Because I believe in the power of the collective consciousness in making a change in the world that we live in. And I believe in the infinite possibilities of us as a species to make a change in our world, despite the noise that's going on right now that's all in our face. I figure that there's enough people on that side of the table, so I'm trying to create an army to counterbalance all of the negativity that keeps manifesting the realities that we have been experiencing and replace it with one where we shine at the level that I believe is that we're possible as human beings on this planet Earth, the spaceship planet Earth.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for the
wonderful interview,
Victor. And thanks to everybody for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I want to leave you with this thought for the day. Jim Rohn once said, "We can also do nothing. We can pretend rather than perform." And if the idea of having to change ourselves make us uncomfortable, we can remain as we are. We can choose rest over labor, entertainment over education, delusion over truth, and doubt over confidence. The choice, it's yours to make. Join us on the second Saturday. In the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. And while you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us with some feedback about today's show. Thank you very much, Victor, and thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us today.
If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at Yvonne@YvonneFBrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.YvonneFBrown.com. YvonneFBrown.com to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.